And be quiet. So, what is your name?
Ellen Marie Dolan.
What is your age?
56.
What is today's date?
1/1/18.
And who are you speaking with?
My son, Martin Michael Dolan.
And where are we recording this?
In our kitchen.
Where?
In Niskayuna, New York.
So, Mom, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that they taught you?
I would say my mother, Charlotte Swanson. And she taught me always to be brave and strong and truthful and to always go for what I wanted and to remember family is first.
Can you describe your relationship with her a little bit?
A mom, regular mother-daughter growing up. Teen years, a little tough. But as I grew older and she grew older, we became really good friends.
That's good. Do you have a story you want to share about the two of you really quick? No?
No.
No? Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
In general, my happiest memory ever was when my son was born.
Can you describe it?
I don't think I should describe it. I just was really, really, really happy.
How about you describe the emotion, but not like the gross stuff?
Well, actually, the happiest moment of my life is when I found out I was going to have a baby. It was just, everything fell into place, and I knew we were going to have a really, really great family.
And then 9 months later, the drugs took care of the rest of it. Do you have another happy memory you want to share?
When we rescued our first dog, Biggie.
Tell us the story of Biggie.
Biggie was a runner, and we found him, and we tried to get his owner to get him back, but...
Tell him about the road.
He was on Everett Road in the middle, and Mr. Dolan brought him home and put him in a TV box. And I walked into the house, and there was this giant TV box in there. And I didn't know what it was, and I looked inside. It was a little teeny Pomeranian. And he put him in the box because we had a cat, and he wasn't sure what was going to happen. So short end of the story is that we wound up keeping Biggie, and we had him for 17 years.
Okay, next question. What are you proudest of?
My family.
Gotta elaborate a little
bit. My immediate family and my extended family and our relationships and my kitchen.
And why is it that those things make you proud? So do like your family and then...
My family, because I think we've worked hard to get where we are. You know, we've worked really hard and Marty's worked really hard, and then my extended family, I have close relationships with my brothers and sister and my sisters-in-law and brothers-in-law, and I think we're all in a good place and we enjoy spending time together.
And why are you proud of your kitchen?
Because it's beautiful. And I designed it myself. Kind of.
How would you like to be remembered? It's a little morbid, but I think you got this.
Well, I just like to be remembered as for my sense of humor, my love for my family, and a hard worker.
And, oh, this is pretty morbid, but if this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would like to say to me?
I just would like to say that I'm very, very proud of you. You're my one of my best friends and my boy, and... Everything you do with so much energy and enthusiasm, and you're brave, and you take chances, and I know you're going to have a good life, and you're going to be very, very successful in whatever you want to do. Cartoons, comic books, Clown College.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What do you want? What would you want them to know?
That I'm sorry that we didn't take very better care of the environment in Earth, and now you're cleaning it up. Sorry about that. And just remember, family matters the most, then pets, then everything else.
More anecdotes. Give us an anecdote that you want to tell your great-grandchildren.
Well, I already told a Biggie story, which is the best story.
What about different pet story? I'm sure you have a bunch. What about Lily in the garage?
I had a cat named Lily who was missing for 3 days. And then we found her after 3 days, and she was next door in the garage.
Was she hungry?
She was really hungry. And what else about Lily? She was a good girl. She could heal herself.
Was she a magical shaman cat?
Yes, she was.
But so what did you want your career to be during high school, and how did that change over time into what you are now?
Well, I work in IT now as a business analyst, but living the glamorous life. But I wanted to be an elementary school teacher. But I took like one class in early ed, and I didn't like it. So I knew it was not going to be for me. But I really admire elementary school teachers because it's tough.
High school teachers.
And every high school teacher Marty's ever had.
What lessons do you learn from your job daily?
Patience. More patience. To go with the flow. I learned that you have to have a sense of urgency to get the work done, and I am very flexible because my job changes every day.
What do you think about politics? Were you ever, or would you ever be interested in doing some sort of political career job activism thing?
I would volunteer. I always thought it would be cool to volunteer to work with the Democratic Party, but I've never had a chance to do it yet, but, you know.
Phil Dunphy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'd run for anything because I'm kind of shy, but I would like to work behind the scenes.
That's very cool. What's your favorite book and why?
A Wrinkle in Time.
Excited for the movie?
Very, very excited for the movie. I just was like, at the age when I was just discovering, like, mysteries and science fiction and stuff, and I just thought it was so cool. And that's when I wrote my own story.
How did that story end?
The next day they all died because I couldn't figure it out.
What's your favorite movie and why?
My favorite Christmas movie?
Sure, you can do Christmas movie.
My favorite Christmas movie is White Christmas. Because I just remember watching it with my mom and my dad and my family every year. And I love the songs. And my favorite movie of all time is The English Patient.
I've never seen that movie with you. You've never mentioned it once.
Well, it's really long and it's got a good story. It's a little historic. It's from the during World War II. It's kind of cool. So it's got a little...
You can finish your thing.
Well, I was just going to say it just has a little bit of romance, intrigue, mystery and
glamour,
very glamorous. Yeah.
What's your favorite straight to TV movie channel?
Bravo.
No, the one with the greeting cards.
Oh, Hallmark Channel. Yeah, only for holidays though. Only for Christmas.
Yeah, obviously.
But Bravo's my favorite.
What's your favorite genre of music or band / artist, and why?
Alternative.
Boston?
The band Boston? No. U2 and REM and those kind of things back in the day.
Why do you like them the best? Because you like being a hipster back in the...
Well, that's what I listened to when I was listening to a lot of music, so...
Is that why we're in that grungy flannel right now?
Yes.
What do you think...
Nirvana.
Your favorite books and movies and music say about you as a person, and how have they shaped you as a person?
I think that I'm pretty well-read, and I'm interested in a lot of things, and... kind of weird, and, you know, I just like to try new things.
And you're smart.
Well, no, not really. I just read a good book.
Tell us about that book.
The Girl Before. It's like a psychological thriller.
Ooh. Do you identify with the bad guy?
No, but I figured it out, and that's always good.
Oh, so you are smart.
Yeah.
What do you want your legacy to be as a person?
I want to be rich.
Besides that?
Rich with love and family.
And money.
And money. But not famous.
You want to be like low-key famous, like a rap producer who gets lots of money?
No,
like,
I don't want anybody to know me. I just want to have lots of money.
You want to be like Kanye's producer, because he gets to hang out with the big boys, but isn't like
paparazzi. I want to be rich without the famous at all. I don't
not
want
any famous? You don't want to have famous friends?
No.
You don't want to go to Natalie Portman's house for brunch?
No. I don't want to have to wear makeup. And brush my hair.
Okay, signing off.
Have a good day.